This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's strengthening things in the cattle market?
Leslie, I wish I had a real good answer for you. I'm just accepting the fact that we closed very strong today and appreciating that there was really no fresh news out there. The market started off on the slow side with a little bit of downside this morning. Then we just started working our way higher. And before you know it, we started seeing some limit-up moves, and we even saw some limit-up closes today. Now, box beef was down 45 cents at mid-morning on the choice. Selects up $1.92, a movement of 86 lows. Estimate cattle kill of 106,000 head today. Also, the hogs closed higher today, and we will see expanded limits tomorrow in live cattle and feeder cattle both. April live cattle at the $3 limit, June up $2.65, March feeders up the $4.50 limit, as was the May feeders also, and April lean hogs up $2.40.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Corral your rankest nightmare or herd with the strongest fence ever built. Monster Fence from Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Designed for you, the cattle producer or sale barn operator. Never replace or repair another section of your fence or pins again. Monster Fence, a 20-foot pre-built continuous fence panel that only takes minutes to install. No more late night calls that your fence is down. No more repairs in the blistering cold or heat of summer. Monster Fence, the strongest fencing period. Only available at Go Bob Pipe and Steel. And over the years, they've learned the best way to get people to try something new is to offer it cheap. So right now, get Monster Fence practically at cost. Check out Monster Fence right now online at GoBob.com. That's GoBob.com to see Monster Fence. Corral your rankest nightmare with Monster Fence and never repair or replace it again. Only at Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
And Tom, what's bringing the grain market down?
Well, Leslie, we're really lacking any fresh news that's price positive. And the Brazilian trucker strike has pretty much ran its course. It helped support this market, especially the soybeans last week. And with it getting better down there in Brazil, we've been seeing the prices come down. And there's not really been anything else out there price positive to give us any support. And today was a perfect example of more selling pressuring our market down. On the close today, our May KC wheat was 8 cents lower. July KC down 7¾. The May Chicago wheat was 10 cents lower. May corn down 1½. July corn closed 1¾ lower. May soybeans 18¼ lower, with July soybeans down 17½, and the May cotton 3 points lower.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
Use 866 go to Tom.
That's your market wrap up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.